Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into PMI. Every day we go through and find a bunch of stories, including three that is a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting, and we deliver it to you guys. So who got to pee today?
I got the pee!
Well, imagine that!
Yay!
I love clouds.
Positive Katie.
Here we go. And this one, your inner child is going to thank me. So get ready. Virginia Aquarium is going to host an overnight adult-only sleepover. Yeah, the Virginia Aquarium and Marine Center. So you can go and hang out at the aquarium, spend the night. It's a 21-plus experience, and you get the nautical nightlights, the late-night surprises, and animal encounters.
Fun.
It's really neat, actually. Like, the pictures, they show people in their sleeping bags and blankets and pillows, and they're all underneath those big aquariums that have, like, you know, like, they're
the
surrounding
dome.
You. The
yeah,
dome.
It's like
exactly.
A dome you're in there.
So they're just sleeping there.
What a great place to have relations, too. Like, when that conversation comes up, like, what's the craziest place you've ever done it?
At an aquarium.
Let the sharks watch.
Perfect.
The fishes were swimming around us. They're going to have us like drinks. And even at the end of the night and when you wake up in the morning, they'll have a biscuit sandwich for you.
I love biscuit sandwiches.
I like that.
You know someone's going to try that. If there's drinks there.
Exactly. People are getting all tore up. Like, you know that
something's
happening. Somebody's
getting
pregnant.
They're going to do it dolphin style.
Exactly. Dolphin style.
Put your finger in my blowhole.
Oh, jeez.
My goodness.
It's because I'm a dolphin.
Oh, I get it. Good joke. Good joke.
That was my dolphin. I know. It's
You're
a happy
horse?
Dolphin. It's a happy dolphin. It's just $120 for tickets, so totally worth it.
Jeez, again, each?
They're going to have food, so apps and
Here
stuff.
Here we go. Pigs in
exactly.
a blanket.
Exactly. Pigs in a blanket, just for you.
I feel like that would be kind of fun.
I don't know
if I want to be in a big community room with a bunch of random randos, you know, in sleeping bags and stuff, if I was tucked away in a more intimate area.
Well, and it looks like there's lots of different places you can sleep. Like, the way I'm looking at it is you kind of get to set up shop wherever you want in the aquarium and then just, do your thing. So you don't have to be, like, coupled with a bunch of people you don't know. You can go find your own little sleeping area
from
what it looks like. Yeah. I hope the Denver Aquarium, you know,
takes note
for this.
Yeah.
And
we could set something up. It's the little JKJ sleepover at the Denver Aquarium.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right.
Really sleep with the fishes, but in a good way.
Hey.
But you wake up.
Hey.
All right, who's got the minus?
I got the minus today, and it's a minus for a specific man, Benjamin Schreiber. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in 1996 because he was found guilty of first-degree murder. That's a bad one. Well, he just died in prison.
Oh.
However, he was revived, and he's thinking, I think my life sentence was commuted right there.
Oh, yeah, because he died.
And he is arguing this. He is now saying, I absolutely served my life sentence. I didn't ask to be revived. Y'all brought me back with the shock of life. And I'm a little upset that I'm still in my prison sentence while everybody else, the authorities, are saying, well, the legal definition of death is when you obviously cannot be brought back. There's no brain activity going on. But he's fighting
this
a little bit now.
Well, I mean,
it's first degree murder that he's in there for. But at the same time, he's throwing a little hissy fit. I don't know. He was brought back to life in prison.
I guess they could probably have to do that, huh?
Yeah, they have to at least try. And he actually came back, and now he's like, I think I served my life sentence.
Technically, I died.
He did die.
Yeah.
That's an interesting conundrum.
And he is fighting it. Obviously, he is not going to be let go, but he is making a fuss. He is not happy. Benjamin is not happy about it. He's like, technically, I'm serving two life sentences now.
Let me out of here. I'm going to stab somebody.
Well, that'll get him.
If only he used that energy for good while he was out there, right? You know,
you had
like,
your chance, buddy.
Man.
Don't kill.
Come on,
good old Benjamin, not too happy about it. He's serving two life sentences. He will be staying in the penitentiary.
Lock him up.
Yeah.
Clink. All right. Here's your interesting. According to a new report, a lot of airports are looking to get rid of the moving walkways. No! That's the only reason I like going to the airport is to get on the moving walk. Because then you get on there and you walk and you feel like you're going 1,000 miles an hour. It's the greatest feeling. Why? Because the kiosks that you pass by are losing business. This is all a money grab.
I hate it.
Airports make money in two main ways. The fees related to the airplanes and then other revenue opportunities, including retail and concessions. So they're saying when these moving walkways are there, you're zipping by all the businesses. And essentially, it's bad for business because you don't have any exit points to get off. I'm like, oh, I need a neck pillow. So it's reducing foot traffic, and it's serving as a divider there. So say there's a popcorn kiosk on one side, but you got this long walkway going all the way down. You're not going to go all the way to the end and around to get your popcorn. You're just going to pass on by. And then there's maintenance, too. But they say that they want to remove them because the businesses in the airport aren't making enough money. I hate this.
I don't like it either. And you know, here's the thing is I have to fly when I go home. It's a little town in North Dakota, and I have to fly into Minneapolis and then get on a little puddle jumper that flies me into this little town. And when I fly from Denver into Minneapolis, my flight is always like 45 minutes. And I've got to speed to the other end of
Minneapolis
Airport.
So you get on the walkway, right?
I have to. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it.
And you're right. And if they take us out, you go three times the speed.
What did they expect us to do? They're going to have a lot of people running with their luggage, like they're going to be having heart attacks. Like, I don't like this
at
all.
And think of the children.
Think of the children.
Isn't it one of the greatest things as a kid to get on there and try to go the opposite direction?
Yes.
That's
all about being a kid.
That's
and sometimes a 40-something-year-old man doing
that
too.
Yeah.
Been there doing that. And
it's
you know what? It always pisses me off on those two. Is those jack wagons who stand
in
on
the
moving
middle.
In the middle as you're trying to walk and you're like, let's go.
And that's when you say, on your left.
Keep it going.
On your left. Like, you just scream it.
That's the only reason to rip those out is for people that just stand on them.
Yeah.
They're there to make you go faster.
Exactly. Unless you're trying to go the opposite direction, and then you just let them do their thing.
Then you're a toddler.
Right? Yeah. or
anyway, I'm against it. I like the moving walkways.
Yeah.
Where else? There's nowhere else in the world that has those, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of anywhere.
No, kind of.
I'm sure there is.
The mountains, they have the little magic carpet, they call it. That's
a
moving walkway.
Yeah, for the skis.
To get you up there.
Not the same,
though. Like that.
No, because you're on skis, so it's definitely not the same, but...
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to wander into a mall and see that.
Well,
you know?
Not only that, Angela just texted in with a great point. Nobody is at the airport to shop. We are there to catch flights.
Yeah.
We need to get to
it's
our destination in time.
Overpriced water.
Exactly. Exactly. All a money grab.
Yeah.
Stupid.
All right. Well, there's your PMI this morning with JKJ.